The Torah tells us, "Lo shavaru eish bechol moshvoseichem biyom haShabbos." The Torah tells us that there's a prohibition to kindle a flame on the Shabbos. So, the question is, we know that there, from we know about Shabbos from Sukkim from before. And we have the oral tradition as well. We know that there are lamites malachas. We have 39 prohibited activities. And it's a whole discussion what the source is. Where do we know the lamites malachas? So the Gemara talks about learning out from the Mishkan, the 39 prohibited activities, the 39 creative activities that you did to build the Mishkan when Shabbos came. You had to stop doing them, so you abstain from the 39 malachas. That's what we have. Malacha tricha lagufa, something, if it was a malacha done the same way it was done in the Mishkan, then it's a biblical prohibition. Malacha she'ena tricha lagufa, you have to do things the way it was done. So that's one approach, it's based on the Mishkan. Others point out it's zecher lamaisa bereishis. God created the world, so to speak, with the 39 creative activities, and therefore, when He rested on Shabbos, we do. There's a Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim about it. Keneged Yitzias Mitzrayim, or Mitzrayim, the Paro. It says He gave us the Avodas Parach. He gave us the hard work. So according to the Midrash, He made us do the 39 malachas. So the different sources on what there are, everyone agrees to the bottom line, we have lamites malachas on Shabbos. You know, different opinions what the source is. In fact, sources, either it's the 39 malachas is after the Mishkan, Zecher Lamaisa Bereishis, or Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. So interesting, there's interesting Rav Yonis and Eipshitz and others that point out that the Torah spells out goes Suvaru Eish B'chol Mosh V'Osechem B'Yom HaShabbos. The other 39 malachas, they don't really spell out. They're not in the Torah, meaning they're not explicitly in the Torah. There might be illusions that we learn out, but if you opened up the Chumash, you're not going to find 39 malachas. The only one you find explicitly is in this week's parsha, the malacha of kindling a fire. So Bishul, Ofer, whichever one it's going to be. So the question is, so the Gemara is bothered by why single out. We already know. We already said what's happening. They have to keep the Shabbos, and we have a tradition, the 39 malachas. So therefore, why, if you're going to spell out Eish, why not spell them all out? So in other words, so what's so special about Losivaru Eish that they had to spell out? So that's a major debate in the Gemara already. The two schools of thought, why fire was singled out. Either it was singled out to show that it's different than all the other ones. It's less, ironically, the fact it was singled out shows it's not as strict. In other words, for all the malachas in the Torah, all the malachas on Shabbos, Jechayev Misa, you could do skila, kares, depending on mezid, shogeg, but those are strict. But really, perhaps kindling a flame would be mutter. But therefore, the Torah is coming to tell me that you can't do it. In other words, the Gemara is, according to, I think it's Rabbi Yossi, whoever the opinion is in the Gemara, says it's coming to teach me it's only lulav, that for all other malachas you get the death penalty. For kindling a flame, you get a good old-fashioned whooping. You get makis, it's a lav. And the other...
Does lav mean makis?
Yes, it does. Lav means you violate the lav and you get a good old-fashioned whooping. As opposed,
it doesn't mean you get a death penalty for
no. I mean, it depends. Well, lav means a negative commandment. But I'm saying is, but you only violate a negative commandment. So that's opposed to, in general, when you violate a negative commandment, then there's makis. unless you eat a cheese, you eat basar b'cholov. You have a shear, you get makas. That's the general rule. However, you know, misa is already a step higher. That's saved for Shabbos and other more severe areas. So the halacha is, he says, you only chayiv makas, you're not chayiv misa, according to Rav Yossi. That's why it's singled out, to show me it's different. And we'll have to explain, according to Rav Yossi, why would it be different. We'll come back to that in a minute. But according to the other opinion, no, it's not. Kindling a flame is the same as all the other malachas. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that? So I need a pasuk because, let's say, how do I know? I said there are 39 prohibited activities on Shabbos. So if I do 25 of them together, is that one Avera? Is that 25 Averas? Are they all like under, it's like, I can't eat treif. So I have 25 different ways to eat treif. I've been saying, is it basically, in other words, is it coming to tell me that I'm only chayav one? So according to the other opinion, no, it's coming. That's why we single out Los Ivarish to tell me we learn out the principle that you chayav on each one. That it's not that for each malacha you do, you're chayav independently. So that's already the Gemara has a debate why it's singled out. So according to Rav Yossi, that it's only for, let's say, lulav, it's not for misa, it's only a makis, why was it singled out? So Rav Yonatan Eibshitz has an interesting explanation. He says, because all the 39 malachas were done on Shabbos. I should say, he says 38 malachas. 38 out of the 39 malachas were done during in the creation of the world. He's working with the Medrash of Zechel Amaisa Bereshit, that when God created the world, he only used 38 out of the 39 when he created the world. One of them he left for Motzai Shabbos, and one he didn't create. We have a Medrash that says God created light after the first Shabbos. Adam took two stones together. He was the first Boy Scout, and he made a fire. That's why we have Borei Mora Esh. So Rabbi Yonatan Eibshi says, that's why. He says, I might think that maybe Los Ivaro Esh is different, since it wasn't done as part of the creation. Maybe it's on a lower level, or maybe it's even mutter. So according to the Rabbi Yossi, no, it's not mutter, Yechayev Makas. According to the other opinion, even though it was only created afterwards, it has the same status as the other malachas, and you still would be chayav. But that's why he points out, why would I think fire is different? Because fire was different. That was created after Shabbos, as opposed to the 38 other malachas. I might think it was different, and that's why when he came down with the Luchos Shnius, when he came down, they put not only his Shabbos Zechel Amaisa Bereshis, but it's Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore you're not going to think anymore erroneously that making a fire is less of a prohibition than the other one. So either way, that's Rav Yonatan Eibshitz. So that's the pasuk. We learn now the pasuk clearly states that one cannot kindle a flame on Shabbos. So that's the simple understanding. And today, you know, incandescent light bulb, according to most, have a status of an age because it's a burning filament. In contrast to LED or fluorescent, they probably aren't biblical prohibitions because it's not patterned after how a fire works. It's not a burning filament. In fact, when electricity first came out and they had incandescent light bulbs, people thought that maybe turning on lights is okay on Shabbos, or certainly maybe even okay on Yenta, but some thought even on Shabbos maybe, that on Yenta they thought it was okay, maybe the light was already there, but some were even thinking maybe it's not considered a fire. So Rav Chaim Ozer Gruzinski, who was the Gadol Hador in Europe, he used to make Havdalah every Saturday night with a electric bulb, an incandescent, in order to show everyone, look, this is Eish, this is fire, I'm making my havdol over in that, and you should know it is usher to use on Shabbat. So that was the famous psak of Rav Chaim Ozer Gruzinski of making havdola to show that even an incandescent light bulb has a din of age. Okay, so that's what it means in halacha. However, the Al Sheikh quotes from the Zohar, the Arizal, you know, in the Bali Kabbalah, and they say there's a secondary explanation besides the actual meaning of not making a flame on Shabbos, but there's another explanation. That what do you mean Osavaru Eish? Fire doesn't mean literally fire. It means the fire of machlokes, the fire of getting angry. That it's usher to have machlokes, to get angry all week long. But in addition to the regular prohibition, the Torah is telling me, Osavaru Eish, to get angry on Shabbos, to have machlokes on Shabbos, that's an additional isser. That's even worse. As the Yerushalmi points out, we know the famous Yerushalmi, why we cover the challah on Shabbos. Because really all week long, if I was having wine and bread, so I'd make hamotzi first, and then I'd make my boer priyagafen. But because Shabbos requires me to make kiddush, so I have to make a boer priyagafen first, so therefore not to embarrass the challah, so yeah. I have to cover it or don't bring it in. That's the famous story with the Chafetz Chaim, that the couple, he went, I guess he was in someone's house, he was a guest, and they had the challah covered, but they were fighting with one another. So he said, you missed the whole point of covering the challah. The whole point is the challah has no feelings. It's a kal vachomer. If you're sensitive to an inanimate object's feeling, the point is to imbue in you the feeling of not hurting others. So that, in fact, perhaps that's where the minig olam from saying Shabbat Shalom comes in, because it's not just Shalom like any other day, but there's a special mitzvah to have, and that's why, in fact, that's why the Gemara says that, what's one of the major reasons for the mitzvah of Friday night candles? Shalom bayis, peace of household. That peace of household, tranquility in the home. And therefore, that's why, because what does Rashi says? Rashi says that, what's the worst thing? You're walking in the dark, you bang your toe, and then you take it out, misplaced aggression. You take it out on everyone else in the room. So therefore, that's why we have lights in the house. And that's why, in fact, so much so, it's a halachic principle that Ner Shabbos takes precedent over Ner Chanukah or wine for Kiddush because of the principle of Shalom Bayis. The Ramban writes, the only time we have a miracle in the context of a mitzvah, usually miracles and mitzvahs are polar opposites. Mitzvah means I'm doing it. Miracle comes from God. But by the case of the Meisota, we're willing to rely on a nace of Mechika, God's willing to have his name erased. So we see the importance of Shalom Bayis, Shalom, not to get angry. So that's what the Al Sheikh says. And, try to work on your anger management all week long, but especially on Shabbos, there's an additional prohibition. In fact, the Rav Moshe brings down how Shabbos is different than the whole week. He gives you a halachic proof. He says there's a Mishnah where it talks about taking off truma. In order to eat produce in Israel, you have to take off truma maisa. Yeah. So if something's not taken off, it's an iser tevo. You can't eat it. What happens if a ama aretz is the one you got your food from, a ama aretz? So that's considered demai. You suffix. You don't know if he took it off. And that's okay, you don't know. So during the week, you take it off. Because you can't, on Shabbos, you can't take it off because that's tikkun mana derabanan. It's like you're fixing the food. I can't eat the food now, but now that they took off the truma maisa, so midrabanan, we don't take off truma maisa because it's like tikkun mana, fixing the kli. So
it's the status of the food.
It's fixing the food. You can't eat it, and now you can. So that's it went from the status of usher to mutter. So therefore, you can't do that. So during the week, you just take off your own truma. But what do you do on Shabbos? So the Mishnah writes over there that says, what do you do on Shabbos? You go over to the Am Haaretz and you ask them directly, did you take off the truma maisa? So even though during the week we don't rely on that, we say, that's not good. You take off your own. But on Shabbos, the Mishnah says, if you ask him and he says, yes, yochel al piv, one is permitted to eat the food. So Rav Moshe says, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, a tremendous Musar Haskel we see Shabbos is different. Everyone knows Shabbos. In Europe, they felt Erev Shabbos. We're lucky to feel Shabbos, but Shabbos people felt. And therefore, even an Am Haaretz wouldn't lie on Shabbos, because it's not just some abstract, this is a halacha. It's not yochal al-piv. Obviously, if he says he took off, you, even though during the week you don't trust him, you take off your own. But on Shabbos, he's not going to lie, and therefore one is permitted to eat it. So we see the tremendous aspect of Shabbos. In fact, not only does it work in the negative, so obviously don't speak Lashon Hara or don't have machlokas or anger all week long, but it's a double aveira if you do it on Shabbos. So too, if you get angry, you have machlokas, it's a double prohibition. So too, it's not just limited to those. The Al-Sheikh writes, any Aveira you do. Any Aveira I do on Shabbos is worse. So if you're going to do an Aveira, better to do it during the week. Any Aveira you do on Shabbos, but even if it's this Lashon Hara or whatever it is, it's a much more severe because it's happening on Shabbos Kodesh. And the Chayi Adam says, if it works in the negative, it works in the positive. If doing any Aveira on Shabbos is worse, that means doing any mitzvah is much better. So therefore, you do mitzvahs, you learn Torah, you sing Zmiros, you daven, whatever you have to do. So therefore, you get more schar. I think it's the Ben Ish Chai. It sounds like an exaggeration because it's more than we have. But he said, if you learn learning an hour on Shabbos, it's something like learning like 1,000 hours, whatever the number is. The point being is, whatever you do on Shabbos, so learning Torah is a great thing every day of the week. But you learn Torah on Shabbos, you even get, you know, tremendous schar, even more. And in fact, speaking of Shabbos, that's the famous Ramban. The Ramban writes in Parshas Emor, even though generally the Ramban assumes that tefillah is a mitzvah minha midrabanan, prayer is a rabbinical mitzvah. That's the famous debate with the Rambam. The Rambam holds it's biblical.
Yes.
The Ramban holds it's rabbinical. I'm not going to get into Rav Soloveitchik shtickle now, but the Ramban writes on the pasuk in Emor, it says Mikrai Kodesh. That Shabbos is a Mikrai Kodesh, so he learns out. What does it mean, Mikrai? You call out. He says any public type of recognition, any type of public learning, that falls under the category of Mikrai. Because if you give a public share on Shabbos, you fulfill even a greater mitzvah. But he says it by tefillah, that even though tefillah all week long is only drabanan, but if you daven tefillah b'tzibur, you daven tefillah on Shabbos, so that takes on a din daraisa. Because tefillah becomes special when you connect tefillah with Shabbos. Shabbos makes every other mitzvah special, and it takes on a higher level of status. Like the Ramban, a different Ramban, writes regarding that not only mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz obviously have to be done in Israel, but if you do a regular mitzvah in Israel, he says, you know, really the whole purpose of mitzvahs is for Eretz Israel. And the only reason we do them in Chutz La'aretz is that we don't forget when we come back. But the Ramban.
Wow.
So, okay. I'm not saying we paskin this way, but it's the Ramban. So the Ramban says that to when you come back to Eretz Israel, you know how to, let's say Rav Kook loved this Ramban. Let's say Rav Soloveitchik did not. But either way, so the Ramban writes that the whole purpose is for Eretz Israel, and you're only doing things in Chutz La'aretz for practice. So the Shaila comes up, let's say you're flying into Eretz Israel, you're flying out of Eretz, whatever, you can make up any case you want, but let's say you have a choice. You could daven mincha in Eretz Israel, or you could daven mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz. So you might think, well, what's the difference? Whichever one works, but according to, based on this Ramban, some posts can point out it's preferable if you can work. Obviously, if you can't, you can't. Like, it depends on the fly. You might not have time. You know, maybe you wait till you come in. But in all things being equal, if you could daven mincha in Chutz La'aretz or daven mincha in Eretz Yisrael, you should daven mincha in Eretz, because mincha in Eretz Yisrael takes on mincha, gives it a different status. So we see, so that's the yisod here of the Al-Sheikh, that lo tzivaru eish b'chol mosh v'osechem b'yom ha-shamas, that anger management, we know one gets angry, it's ki'ilu oved avodah zarah, and then Shabbos is the one who observes Shabbos, you're making the opposite statement. 6 days a week we work, and Shabbos we rest. And that's why the Yerushalmi, don't embarrass to cover the challah, not to embarrass anyone. Shabbat shalom. Or Sholem Bayis, Friday night candles. And we see, as Ramosha write by the Mishnah Damai, that normally you have to, if you get from Ama Aretz, you don't trust him, you got to take off your own. But on Shabbos, you can't, so you go ahead and if you ask him, and if he says he took it, you believe him, because no one would lie on Shabbos. And so too, it's not just for anger, but the Al-Sheikh writes any mitzvah, any Avera. You speak Lashon Hara on Shabbos, it's worse than speaking Lashon Hara during the week. And the Chayyadim says in the opposite is true also. Any mitzvah you do on Shabbos is a greater mitzvah than if you just do it during the week. And the Ramban writes it explicitly by Tefillah, that perhaps Tefillah on Shabbos takes on the status. We daven Tefillah b'tzibur, even though he normally holds it's the Rabbanan, but perhaps on Shabbos, even the Ramban says that maybe Tefillah takes on the status of Shabbos, and that's the Ramban as well by Eretz Yisrael, that's the main function of the mitzvah. So therefore, now he doesn't say, according to the Ramban, of course you should be davening in Israel, but even though we don't have to be passing like the Ramban, if you have an option of davening mincha in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, you should daven in Eretz Yisrael, because it's imbued with the extra Kedusha. And that's the yisod here. We'll conclude that in the parashas we're talking about Shabbos and Mishkan. So originally, first they talk about the Mishkan, then they talk about Shabbos. And in this week's parasha, they talk about Shabbos first, then they go to the Mishkan. So there are many answers, but I think it's the Sfas Emes, the Chidush Harim. He says as follows: he says, because originally, before. Originally, the way it was set up is that a person, the 6 days a week, you're working, you're setting up for the Mishkan, that imbued us for the Shabbos, that the Kedusha we got from the Chol, from doing the Maisa, from building the Mishkan, that prepared us for Shabbos. That Shabbos, it was like a Hachana for Shabbos. But after the Cheder Egel, so we went down in Madregas. So now it's the opposite. We need the Shabbos. Keeps us going the whole week. That we need the Shabbos to imbue us with Kedusha so that we'll be able to last Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that's the Yisod. They say more than the Jew has kept Shabbos, the Shabbos has kept the Jews. And that's the yisod here, that originally it was, maybe it wasn't that way originally. The 6 days a week created the Kedusha, so right into Shabbos. But now, in our level, we all need a Shabbos. And therefore, we were imbued with the Kedusha Shabbos, and that hopefully lasts from 1 week to the next. And that's the yisod of the Alsheks and others. Never get angry. Try never to get angry or have machokes, but if you're going to have to, try not to do it on Shabbos. And that's any aveira, and conversely, any mitzvah you do takes on a special status.